Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome again to the Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We are always happy to have you and you. Call a friend and tell a friend that the Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. We always desire to come to bring you God's truth from a grassroots level. Amen. We are coming together according to the scripture. Amen. The Bible said when two or three come together in the name, they be in the midst. But also Proverbs 27:17 says, iron sharpening iron. And we come to encourage our friend and our neighbor. Amen. The subject at this time, at this discussion, what teaching are you learning? What teaching are you learning? Father, we thank you right now, O God, in the name of Jesus. Stretch your hands and limits upon those that are listening, O God, wherever they might be. O Lord, bind Satan's hand, whatever weapon he desires to try to bring your people down to destroy, O God, their lives. And God, we rebuke it tonight because you say we're two or three come together. Amen. We are here in this broadcast, in this program, at this time, in this moment, oh God, to upbuild, set free, and oh God, to bring life where this hope has gone. Oh God, bring healing, amen, oh God, where it's been torn down. Build them up in the name of Jesus. Build them up, build them up, build them up. Oh God, in knowledge and in strength, their homes, their family, their health, their finance, their marriage, their careers. God, bring life. Because of the fact that you, we are representative of you, O God, and we are representing the new kingdom and the new earth. And we give you the praise and the glory at this time. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen. Welcome again. This is Doctrine of Truth. We are happy to have you. Amen. We thank God for you calling in, amen, because of the fact that you call in, you can call a friend and tell a friend, amen, the same number, 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. And we always like to run scriptures and ask you to give your comment, a vision, or dreams, because this will be your platform, amen, to express your concern or your comments on things that maybe you haven't had a chance to say, amen. During the run of the week or the month, you had a vision or a dream that you wanted to share, amen. Or you might have something you want to speak on, get the answer. We might not have it now, but we can always come back at a later time. You can text us. Amen. You can always go to our website and leave an email at www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Or you can go to www.jciministries.net. Also have a youth site that you can go to www.youthreach.org. Amen. But you can find them all on the church website. Amen. And down at the bottom, you want to leave a comment, a donation. You can see what the church is all about, this mission and this work is all about. Amen. I see what our mission and vision is all about. Because Proverbs 29:13 said, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Amen. When you don't have any idea where you're going, amen, what you're trying to do tomorrow, next week, amen, you just lay around, and you get caught up in the things that mislead you and misdirect you. Amen. Because you don't know where you're going. Amen. In life. Motivating in life. Moving in life. Amen. That's what one of the discussions is on tonight. And the view of you may be, amen. Some of you that might be just coming into the broadcast, amen. We always question, amen, and let you analyze the statements yourself, amen. But we always like to ask you, what Bible do you have? Amen. Where did you get that Bible from? What motivated you to get the Bible? Because the Bible is our defense and leads and guides us is the Word of God. Amen. And God's Word, amen, has been translated. And we always speak to the fact that, amen, that should be one of your greatest investments after you come to Christ, is to search out, amen, the doctrines and the teaching of God. Amen. That's what you live on. That's God's promises. Amen. Somebody wrote you a letter. Amen. And you look at it and say, well, I know this person. Amen. They communicated with me. Amen. So I'm going to follow what they said. And you don't expect that person to be lying to you. Amen. But you learn by and by through the action, amen, of the Word of God and what Jesus tells us to do. Amen. You'll find out that Jesus, amen, doesn't lie. You'll find out you can live off of him. Why? Because you can try now. You can try good Jesus now. Amen. Those of you that, amen, I always say that three or four Bibles, but I always stand behind the King James Bible. Amen. And I stand with the Amplified Bible. There's a New American Standard Bible. And there's the New International Bible. Amen. You should always check, be upon some of those mainstream Bibles. There's a Good News Bible. Amen. If you want to judge them, go to John 3:16. Amen. Go to John 3:16. You can judge it. And Revelation 21, you can judge it. Amen. So even though as you begin to grow into your Bible studies and grow, amen, you begin to research. Research is one of the major, amen, duties of a Christian. They're always researching. They're always seeking information because God, amen, wrapped himself up in a body, amen, and he became the Word. The Word was made flesh, according to John 1 and 14, Gospel according to John 1 and 14. And Jesus is the Word of God. He is the Word of God, amen, and he is our motivator, amen. The Word is alive. He is in you. He walked with you, amen, and he made it so there would be no mistake. The man saw him and walked with him. They punished him. They crucified him. Amen. But there were so many clouds of witnesses. Amen. God showed his mercy and his love. Amen. Into a new contract with mankind. They call it the New Testament. The New Testament. Amen. And we're looking at what have you been teaching? What have you been learning? Who've been learning you, been teaching you since you had come to Christ. Amen. We're going to start out here, amen, on the, since we're in the latter days, Paul talked about and Jesus talked about it in the Mount of Olives. Amen. 1 Timothy 4. Then we'll bounce around a little bit. Then we're at the end of the broadcast, at the bottom of the hour. Amen. Of the bottom of the program. Amen. You can come in, amen, in the studio, but we always like to lay a little groundwork, amen, for the purpose of the direction. 1 Timothy 4, Paul talking to a young pastor, amen, and giving him a direction. Amen. It's good to know, those of you that have learned, amen, how to drive a car, or anything that you learn, someone have put you on a direct path. Amen. You are on a direct path. Then you went from there. you invested on others, and you went forward. Amen. So someone, somehow, amen, led you on a direction of how you're living right now. Your success and everything that you're about, someone have led you in that direction. Amen. Or you picked it up somewhere, if it was a book, a movie, amen, something, somewhere, somehow, amen, you on this path now, amen, of learning and direction of your life. And Paul is stressing here concerning these days now that we're dealing with, amen, concerning the virus, amen, and people are falling away, amen. It's a strange way, but the Bible knows that it's going to come. And Paul started out with Timothy, amen, the man of God, instructing him, amen, amen. He said, 1 Timothy 4, is it now the Spirit speaking expressively that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Amen. Now, he said a spiritual thing that is happening. Amen. Devils, false teachers, and liars, amen, are bringing, amen, teaching, amen. They said it's spiritual because they know God's a spirit. They know God, amen, walks. He walked this earth. He know, amen. The enemy know more about, don't let him get more in understanding than you have about the kingdom of heaven. Don't let him get more, amen, direction and understanding about the scripture than you have, because that's the way he's going to begin to deceive you and mislead you and direct you. And if you don't be careful, you'll wake up on the wrong side of the scripture. Amen. Next thing you catch yourself, like Paul said, he was sure he was among the right group. Amen. He was with the Pharisees. He was out there persecuting, amen, and caused people to die. And God himself stepped in through his son Jesus Christ and corrected him. And he said, and when Paul came to the knowledge, said, you know, I was doing things ignorant. I was really, amen, lost in this situation. They'll let you know God knows your heart. He knows the heart. The heart, in the time the Bible, Old Testament speaks of, amen, the heart is the whole being of a man, from his soul to his mind, to his spirit. And one of the commandments, love the Lord thy God with all your heart. Amen. You don't leave out your soul. You don't leave out your mind when you say you love God. Amen. That's lying. And a liar will have his part in the lake. I said, well, why you want to talk about lying? Because of the fact, when you confess with your mouth that you love God, ask God to forgive you of your sins, amen, you should be telling the truth. You be saying, well, Lord, forgive me of my sin. I'm sorry. I didn't know I was on the wrong. I wasn't on the wrong track, amen. Nobody never told me about this. I understand now. There was nothing I did wrong, but I got a gift of life. I got a gift to live forever. I have a gift to be a part of something more powerful than this earth is about. I accept that, and Lord, I appreciate you telling me I was wrong, and Lord, forgive me. And be baptized in water, in Jesus' name. Be baptized in, under the authority of Jesus. And all that you have done be washed away, forgotten. But you still live here on this earth, so now you got to walk in the knowledge of God. Walk in the knowledge of what you supposed to learn, so you're always learning. You're always being taught. This is why Paul said in the last days, amen, I'm going to read a part from the, I'm going to read out of the Amplified Bible, the 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter. But the 4th chapter, the 1st verse of Amplified Bible, Timothy. But the Holy Spirit distinctly and expressly declared that in the latter time some will turn away from the faith, giving attention to delusions and seducing spirits and doctrines that devils teach. If you ever notice in these far in different religions, first they want to teach you about what they involve in. come on and sit down. Let me. You can have a dinner, have a lunch with me. I want to let you know this is wrong, that is wrong. The teachers, the world does not let, amen, you just walk into something before they want to indoctrinate you, teaching. Amen. They want to teach you what they're about. They want to tell you what they're about. Amen. And they're going to say, well, a spirit told me this man fell out of the sky and he had two legs on. Some of them had 10 legs on. And he told me, you're going to be a rich man here on earth, but don't worry about living forever because that's all it is. And they're always going to portray, direct their thinking, their conversation about the spirit, a spiritual world. Amen. Because, see, these demons are against God, and they have a lot of teachers. Jesus even said in the last days, beware of false prophets and false teachers. So teachers, amen, number one is the number one effort. Even we all send our children to school, amen. And the devil fight the children for not going to school, not the learning. Because once they learn, amen, what is the truth about alphabets and reading and writing, amen. So if anybody come up to them and say, you know, this is not an A. An A got four legs, and the child began to look at this man and say, well, this man telling me a lie because I know the truth. So before you can find out what's false, you have to learn the truth. So you can't say, amen, amen, a person is teaching you wrong when you haven't heard the truth. Jesus said, I am the truth and the life. No man coming to the Father but by me. So reading the Bible and studying, amen, and always learning, amen, you can tell where the truth or lie is. But first, you got to learn what real money is. You have to learn real money. Those that, amen, run the tellers and deal with money, amen, they can just, you give them $1 bill, $50 bill, $20 bill, they rub it, they hold it up in the air, they look at it, they mark on it, amen. You be wondering, say, what? I know I got good money. Yes, sir, you do have, but let me, and they look at it and rub it and all of that, and then they put it in their box. If not, amen, somebody done tricked you and lost your money. Amen. So if you have not learned the truth, you won't be able to tell false teaching. You won't be able to tell these spirituals, people that come to you, amen, they want to direct you, amen, they want to tell you, amen, what's right and what's wrong. Amen. There are many have left the faith, Paul said, amen, if teaching Timothy, there'll be a great falling away. Why did they leave the faith? What in the world had caused them to leave the faith? This is what happened to Israel. All of God's people, all Israel, amen, God had blessed them, amen. When Joshua died and the elders that came under Joshua, amen, then the people began to look around, amen. They left. The teaching, they left all the miracles, they left all this thing that God did through Moses and Joshua, amen, because of the fact, amen, it was nobody else around, amen. So it's a constant effort, constantly, you have to constantly build your faith, you have to constantly remind yourself, even more so today, amen, back in then, they didn't have television anymore. Amen. All these different cell phones out in the wilderness. I don't believe they had them. I could be corrected. You know, the television and air conditioning and refrigeration and drive-through restaurants and, amen, all these hangout places and hookups and all of that. But what we got today is enormous amount of Jesus, so enormous amount of teaching going to be coming, is coming through now. Enormous amount of preaching and teaching, but they're not giving you the foundation. They're giving you what they think is right. And what is it about? Luring you away. Amen. What Paul said, what they're luring you away from. Amen. The Amplified Version saying, forbid people to marry. Amen. And teaching them to abstain for certain kinds of food. Amen. Created with God's gift for thanksgiving. Amen. There's a philosophy, amen, and once you first come into Christ, and we all know that Amen. There are teachers out there that did the best they could when they was coming up. And there are some that have been involved in their background. Amen. They came out all kinds of out of a cult. Remember that Christianity deal with, amen, whosoever will, the Bible say, let him come. Let him come and drink of the water of life freely. Amen. So there's some has brought philosophy with them. Amen. Hypocritical talk they don't even know. Amen. But people tell them, well, you don't have to marry now. Amen. You can just cohabitate a while. Amen. Then later on, you can get married. The Bible says better to marry than to burn. Amen. Well, you know, girl, you can get him saved or whatever. Amen. Paul said in the Hebrews 13 chapter, amen, all marriage is honorable. Amen. But they're going to tell us, okay, it's okay to cohabitate and shack up. Amen. Another lie that you find out there, amen, certain meats you shouldn't eat. Certain religions, amen, people have set aside cows. They have set aside certain animals. Amen. In those countries, amen, all these different false religions, they don't kill certain animals. They let diseased animals run wild. Amen. Because they worship those animals. Some say the uncle and aunt come back at a different type of animal. So all of this going on. And that's teaching of the devil. Because they recognize they God. Amen. All of those gods, Leo and amen, Capricorn, all those different false gods they worship. Amen. And Paul said that these false philosophy and teachers, amen, saying that you can get spiritually extreme high, you can get deep in God, amen, and also self-denial and self-discipline. You can go out into the mountain and hide out, amen, and stay trapped in for about a month, amen, hardly ever eat anything, and amen, amen. And just set your mind on a river, a road, amen, a tree, a car, amen, a mountain, and stay out there, amen, and just pray, amen. In your body, they don't tell you that your spirit man gets stronger, but it can go all kind of ways, amen. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, amen, if you don't have your mind on Christ, amen, those things can entrap people, dungeons and dragons and meditations, amen. So your person get dragged into that slowly, amen. They want to get high in God. They're going to get deep in God. But the Holy Ghost tells them, you better get my word. I experienced that many times, amen. Coming up, all they want to say, oh, you just go shut yourself in and do a lot of fasting and praying. Amen. The Holy Ghost told me one time, he said, you better get my word. I said, Lord, all they told me was you got to get the word. Amen. Heaven and earth will pass away. These things that people teach you and draw you into, then after a while you get discouraged. You get discouraged. You say, well, Lord, why I'm not as deep? Well, Lord, why things are not happening for me? Oh, Lord, why? Because of the fact, you're not reading the word. You're not studying the word. You got to get revelation of the word. You can see here, according to the scripture, these demons and teachers and liars, they come in teaching the word. It's an error to it. It's an error to the same way it started in the Garden of Eden. Everything started in the garden. Everything's in the book of Revelation or Genesis. Everything is there. And in the book of Revelation, it breaks it down into symbols and amen and different approach is there, but you go back to that garden of Eden, and the devil took God's word and tripped mankind. Nobody, you. It's good to have someone to question you and test you. Amen. It's good to have that. It's good to say, well, you know what, brother, you sound good. Amen. But I believe that Easter Bunny will give me good help. And when you learn about the Easter Bunny, way back from grandmama, grandchildren, and they told them about the collard green back in, amen, and still broke, but got saved. The first day going to holler, oh, the church wants your money. Oh, the preachers don't do this. Oh, the church ain't that. And all you've been taught those things, but is not justified, and you find out it's under what? Superstition. It's under what? Amen. Magic. It's under what? Hypocritical things. Amen. It is not of God. It's not of God. Amen. It's not God, godly. It's not the gospel. Amen. The Holy Ghost came to, amen, lead you and guide you and give you visions and dreams. Amen. You know, Abraham, I'm getting ready to, amen, go to the studio now because we thank God for all of you to hear. Amen. Easing a little bit of demonic teaching, demonology, just for a little bit here to make a point. When God chose Abram and his father-in-law was building idols, and they were selling idols for a living. Amen. They was building idols for a living. Paul and Silas, they got in trouble in the book of Acts because they rebuked the man, soothsayer, and that lady, she was going around hollering, oh, these are wonderful men of God. And Paul and got tired of it, rebuked that spirit out of him, and the man got upset because he lost his livelihood. But anyway, when God called Abram, amen, he called him out of idolatry, amen, false idols, and God's people, Samaria, amen. Samaria feared God, but they kept serving idols, amen. That's why nobody said, go down to Jesus, and we got to go to Samaria, amen. But listen, we as men and women of God, if you're not being successful, amen, you got to read and retune your knowledge by the word of God. And you should thank God for the times that you're able to sit back, because God don't need no money. God don't need no help. Amen. Through his son, Jesus Christ, if you learn to understand, you get close to him and reading and praying, amen, his word get in you. Amen. St. John 15, he said, if you abide in me, my words abide in you. God's word. The more word you get, that's the more Jesus you get in you. The more Jesus, you can really see these things that are happening and draw. Amen. You can draw things to you through God's word. God is knowledge. Amen. Amen. He made you. He made the world. Amen. So that the enemy don't want you to know God is knowledge. He don't want you to know God is wisdom. He don't want you to know that you got power and authority. He don't want you to know that you learn how to use it. Amen. You can shake the kingdom of God. Amen. I mean, tear the devil's kingdom down. When great gospel singers, devil, we're going to tear your house down. Amen. He don't want you to know that. He doesn't want you to know that. He doesn't want you. So these teachers come around and say, buy my books. Amen. If you die, you're just going to purgatory. Don't worry about it. Brother, you can start all over again. Amen. You get out there and you go hit straight hell. Amen. And how would you know? You won't even know that until you start learning God's word. And the more you learn, the more hope you have. So those that turn from, like Paul said in the last day, some going to turn from the faith. Amen. They run in some other teaching, brethren. Don't let them tell you. Don't let them throw you up about all the church this. Yes, where they got that from. Where did they get them at the church this and the ministers this? Where did they get that from? Somebody been telling them and teaching them. Amen. And drawing them out. Drawing them out some kind of way. Amen. Maybe cooked them a meal, bought them ice cream, bought a dinner, bought them a suit or clothes, took them out to a movie. And one of the worst things I've seen, amen, early part of my ministry, amen, and God doesn't want us to do that, bringing people to Christ, amen. A young lady brought a young man one night to a revival. I was young in Christ. I didn't know. Amen. Then we started taking up the offering at the Miller Revival. The young man got up and said, I thought you said you was going to a movie. When are we going to go to the movie? Everybody kind of turned around. You know, a little small church, he was really upset. Really upset. I thought you'd go to the movie. You know, he got up and walked out the church. Don't tell people lies. Amen. To get them to come to Christ. Amen. You don't have to lie. God stand up for itself. Amen. When people come to Christ, Amen. Let them evaluate, amen, that they need life, they need truth, they won't be successful. Yes, they're going to have hard times, not but God not bring hard times, but the world wants your soul back. The world want to tear them down. The world doesn't want to see God's people be successful. They want to discourage you, and that's a bad spirit, discouraging and lying, amen, and worrying, amen. The enemy will bring that. He will bring that. Amen. We're praying that, amen. We're getting ready to go into the studio now and open up the lines. Amen. Those that call in for the first time, we thank God for you. Amen. Just leave a little bit for your friends. Amen. We'll try to get everybody a chance to make a comment, or make a comment, a vision, a dream. Amen. About the subject. Maybe something you have seen bad teaching and you want to make a comment on it. Amen. Because we know the truth. Amen. And what you might not notice is truth. Amen. You want to make a comment about it. Amen. We will. If we don't have the answer, we're not going to fight any religion or fight anyone. Amen. Just email me at my website at www.jciministries.org. jciministries.org. All right, those of you the first time is in want to call or make a statement, amen. You can just push one on your phone. We will only read your area code and your last four digits, amen. And your operator will put you in, amen. I will just only, amen. Tell you go right ahead. Look like we're at 561-1413. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I love the topic, and my heart is overjoyed. Matter of fact, I was thinking about the song Repent that the Lord gave me a long time ago, and I said it's a good time to repent. Talking about the subject tonight, about what you're being taught and about the false teachers that is so prevalent. Amen. I just want to chime in and say, when you were saying you have to know when someone is telling you something false, so I just want to say a little something like in one of my songs, it says repent. Repent is an act. Acknowledge. Change. Try. Because you want to go with Jesus when you die. Repent. And then Acts 2:38 says, then Peter said to them, repent. And let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. I thank God for that because it's a gift. Anything God gives us is a beautiful thing. It's not nothing to feel bad about. So anytime we get tangled up in things and we go to frowning and feeling bad, something is not right. Everything about Jesus is good, and it's a gift. Amen. It's a good thing. And I just want to thank God. We have to acknowledge that we're wrong, and we have to change our ways of thinking and doing things, and we have to try not to do it again and try a new way of living, loving, and talking. Amen. God bless you, Bishop, and everyone out there in radio land.
Amen. God bless you, man of God. So true. Amen. So true. You know, all right, we're at 850. Last four digits is 2337.
Good evening, Bishop.
God bless you.
God bless you. I was just listening in, and I've learned the fruits of the Spirit. Through listening to the Bible and studying, I've learned about divine healing. I've also learned how to pray. I've just learned so many things. I pray for wisdom. And I read Proverbs a lot. I learned to lean not on my own understanding. Acknowledge God, He'll direct my path. I've learned it's about the chastising and the peace that surpasses all understanding. I've just learned so much knowledge. I've learned, Isaiah 53:5, divine healing. When I was down, it's just so much in the Bible to learn. You know, I learned about perish. People perish for lack of knowledge. And that's why the people perish. and study to show myself approved. And just so many things. The Bible is a complete book for living on earth at peace. And we walk by faith and not by sight. It's just, you know, Psalms 37, fret not, evildoers, for they're going to be cut down like grass. You know, God don't play. It is a beautiful thing to be able to have knowledge and have peace. And we're just going to do the best we can. Because if we believe in the Holy Spirit and we believe we're going to be led by the Holy Spirit, good things going to happen. Because good news is the gospel. It's nothing bad about the gospel. I was just telling my grandson that today. The gospel is good news, good reports. And I truly thank you. And I thank you for these topics, and I thank everybody else out there. Thank you.
God bless you, man of God. I think your volume is a little high. I'm getting a lot of feedback. But anyway, we thank God for the subject, and look like it's popping up, you know, the Holy Spirit, where we get two or three coming together. Amen. The Holy Spirit is more valuable than an atomic bomb in knowledge. Amen. Once you learn to read and to study, amen, he works like he's better than a cell phone, but I'm just using this for example. Amen. When you pray and you talk to God, amen, the Spirit of God comes, amen. He's already there, amen. We'll give you revelation. Look like we're hitting on something here, amen, that when people fall away, when they decide they're going to come to Christ, and some of them are hesitating, and I could be wrong. Now, we're talking here. We're all talking together here. Amen. It's more than 10 of us right here. Amen, that I can see. But it looked like it's a knowledge fight, communication the enemy brings. He brings with, amen, he brings some kind of false doctrine and put people at a neutral standpoint. Amen. You know how when you get a car, you either got to put it in park, you got to put it in drive, then they got a part where they call neutral. It doesn't go anywhere. You can be spinning your car and nothing. Amen. It could be a knowledge problem, but those that are falling away and those that are going forward, amen, it is a knowledge problem. Paul said there's no height, no width, no depth in God. Amen. You can always learn. Oh, and the more you learn about a person, amen, the more confidence you have. Amen. Promise to get wisdom, but all I get and get understanding. Understanding is powerful. Amen. We thank God. We're rolling right along. We got the boat in the water. Amen. We out in the deep, brethren. We can't go back. We got to keep going forward. Amen. God is feeding you some very important information. Amen. That you can live off of. And this is what I always call it salvation step two. When people get the knowledge they have in God and start using it, start activating, start using it. Amen. Seeking you'll find. All right. You can push one on your phone. We thank God for our start here. We're rolling right along. Amen. We have some more great information. Amen. Someone would like to share. Amen. With the studio now, you can push one on your phone. Amen. You had called in that same number. We'll just give you the first. It'll give you your area code. Then we'll push in, give you the last four digits on your phone. Amen. We're talking about what you learn. You're always learning. When you stop learning, things stop to go to a standstill. Amen. Like being in traffic. You get out there in traffic, the traffic is at 45, 55, and you get out there, and, amen, all of a sudden you put your car in neutral, you be slowing down, somebody going to run over you. Amen. If you get out, you get in Christ, Amen. And you stop when the enemy says you don't want to learn. You don't want to be involved in that. You don't want to be involved in that because the enemy can come in. I remember early part of my work with in Christ. Amen. Everybody start off as an evangelist. That's the first work, evangelizing. And this man I met during the Easter holidays out there, I didn't know nothing about him that much, but I didn't know he was a wizard. And he was known in town, amen, witchcraft and stuff. He had a big old temple. Amen. He told me, I want to come and run my service. I met him at the boys' club back in the 70s. Amen. They go to the boys' and girls' club now. Amen. When I got there and I was talking to him, and he said, I don't read the Bible no more. I read it about 3 times. I don't need to read it no more. I don't read the Bible no more. And after I caught on to what, you know, he was so smart, he was so this and so that, but it wasn't in the Word of God. The enemy had seduced him. Amen. He knew how to click into the spiritual world. Amen. By giving his body, giving up his health. Amen. Not eating and hiding out and chanting going on. He knew how to give up his life, but he got the wrong spirit. Amen. Amen. And lured him off. Amen. He knew how to, you know, trick people and talk to people and things like that. Give them numbers and stuff. Anyway. Amen. But you have to constantly, amen, stay with God. Nothing wrong with going to the church. You've got a church, a prayer meeting, a Bible study like this, amen, reading, amen, because the day and time, you can easily get lured off, amen, get entertainment, like Paul was saying, you know, the lovers of pleasure, amen. Sin is a good thing. It's a good feeling. Amen. Sin, that's what good feeling. If you take the feeling out of sin, everybody come to God. But the devil have so much good feeling things going on. Amen. Good sandwich, a good drink. Amen. A good show. Amen. All of these things that lures people. And when they come in, amen, like a fish, amen, you put the bait out there and he grabbed the bait. And when you hook him, there's no more bait there. Amen. When the sin hook a person, the wages of sin is death. Amen. Then when they decide to come to God and find out, somebody had to be telling people about Christ. That's why our job as Christians, amen, your first job is to be a witness, tell people about Christ, tell people about God, amen. A friend of mine in Trinidad many years ago, the pastor, amen, we went over there, amen. He said, you know, a lot of evangelists, a lot of these people coming to Christ and was in Hinduism. Amen. The witchcraft worker, the witch doctor, he was sitting back there in the back. He said, that's the witch doctor there. They come to Christ because they find out them demons been making them sick. Amen. Worshiping that, amen, that doctrine he was teaching. And they find out that Jesus is a healer. And Jesus was just healing them. Amen. That's what brought Jesus. Jesus brought life. Amen. Amen. All right. All right, what you learning? Who you learning it from? All right, look like we back. Are we back at 850-2337? Are we still there? Amen.
Baby.
Yes, sir.
You still here? I was just listening to you
right
about the witchcraft and about people. You have to watch and pray and listen to the Spirit. And when you find people that's not righteous, that's trying to teach you something false, you flee. Mm-hmm. The Bible says, mm-hmm, a man quick to run to do mischief. And the sixth thing that God is not pleased with is the seventh thing that he hates. I have to be mindful in my prayer and meditation. I get up in the morning, almost every morning, and go to my little table here and sit down. And I say my little prayer. I do my Psalms 1. And then I wait for the Holy Spirit to send me something. Then I plan my day. I write out what I'm going to do, and I check off positive stuff as I go along. And I hold fast to God's unchanging hand. And I listen to stuff, and I don't listen to too much news and all of that stuff because it's not uplifting. It's not a good report. I need a good report. And that's the reason why I read the Bible. Good news. The good news is Jesus is alive and well and lives down in the city of my soul. And I believe in him with all I got. And I run a race, and I want to see what the end is going to be. Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you again.
All right, man of God, God bless you. And the Bible said, where there's no vision, people perish. Amen. That's Proverbs 29 and 13. But also we have, amen, where we're working a little bit in this subject, Proverbs 27 and 17, iron sharpening iron. Amen. Iron sharpening iron, where man's encouraged and sharpened the countenance of his friend. Amen. We sharing one to another. Proverbs 24 and 6 says, a multitude of counselors, there's safety. Amen. Jesus said, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established. Amen. And what we're trying as always, amen, get witnesses. Amen. Testimonies. Amen. For what God had done. He's alive, brother, and he's alive. And the more, amen, you have to get your old coconut, if I can use your head, your brain like that, write the little notes on the bathroom, write little notes all over the house or the car, amen, to remind you. Paul said we got to renew our mind, and we have to write little notes to ourselves, amen, maybe little bracelets, amen, little things that remind the mind that God is with us and that he's in you. Keep reminding yourself, amen. Jesus said, I never leave you and I never forsake you, amen. You have to put a little notes. You remind the mind, because you live in this body. You live in this body, and this body goes through spiritual warfares. Spiritual warfares. Amen. You know how you get in your car, get in the bus, it rains, it snows, it floods, but you're in a vehicle. The same way it is now. You accepted Christ, and God has given you a new inner man, but you're still in this body. You still live in this body. Amen. So you got to renew the thinking. And renew your thinking. You got to renew the process, amen, of living, amen, and put him forward, put him first in everything, in everything. Paul, like Paul was saying in 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter, we were talking about Paul saying, remind the brethren to pray over your food. Pray over your food. Remind the brethren, whatever God give you, pray over it, and it's good. Oh man, Peter said in Acts, in 10th chapter, Peter said, Lord, I'm not eating that kind of food. And the Lord told Peter, and he was getting Peter ready to go talk to Cornelius. Cornelius was a good man. Excuse me. Amen. All right, we at 561 now. We at 561-1086. God bless you on the air. 561, you're on the air.
God bless you. God bless you. Greetings. Greetings in the name of Jesus on tonight. Amen. Just want to greet Dr. Truth and each and everyone that's on the line. I'm a little tired. Amen. I've been out of town ever since the 3rd and the 31st. I just got back. Amen. Just got back from Melbourne. Amen, and just got back from St. Augustine. But it just feels so good, amen, to be on the line tonight. I missed it, amen. I missed it last Wednesday. I was trying to get on, but where I were, I had bad connection and was trying to connect to the Wi-Fi where I were. And I was in Melbourne at the time, and you know, I couldn't connect, and I felt so bad because I was trying to come on the air and could not come on the air. But anyway, dealing with renewing of the mind, You know, I'm reminded of something that I seen a while back, where I seen this man, amen, and he was standing, amen, by the telephone pole or light pole, and he was just talking to himself, and I'm saying to myself, you know, who is he talking to? Because nobody was standing there but him. So that lets me know that the Lord is saying tonight, be ye transformed. Be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind. And without the mind, we can't lift our hands without the mind. Without the mind, we cannot even blink our eyes without the mind. Even to smell, we cannot smell without the mind. So the mind and our brain, those two things are the things that we would have to use that give us the obligation. You know, for example, if from a little kid, if your parents tell you don't touch that stove because it's hot, and you go touch the stove anyway, you're looking to do what? Be burned. Amen. So when I look at the subject tonight, the little bit that I have heard on tonight, be ye transformed. God wants transformation, and he will give us transformation on tonight. So I just bless God for the little word, and amen, we do have to, in everything we do, we have to use wisdom. God give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. But we, the people of God now, we have to have wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. So like Dr. Truth was saying, sometimes we do have to make little notes and to remind ourselves of things. And it's nothing wrong with that. You can be old age, you could be young age, or you could be in between. But we, the people of God, we just need to be mindful and be ye transformed tonight by the renewing of our mind. And I thank God for transformation, for being transformed on tonight, that the old things that I used to do, I don't do no more. The old places I used to go, I don't do no more. Because why? I have been changed. You know, because some people feel you can't listen to secular music, you cannot dance, or you cannot enjoy yourself. That's not true, but it's a way to do things. Being a Christian now, being a Christian, amen. Being a Christian, there are certain things you are obligated to do. You have do's and don'ts, amen. So I don't want to hold the line tonight. I just struck a nugget. A little empathy in my heart tonight, or in my spirit tonight, that we, the people of God, have to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. All I want to say tonight is the Lord wants for what I got out the lesson, the Lord wants transformation on tonight. Amen.
Amen. All right. God bless you, man of God. Amen. And one of the major subjects was, what teaching are you learning? What teaching are you learning? And it comes down to your teaching does transform your mind. Amen. Whoever taught you things, amen, it's got you on that path, amen, of learning. Amen. And we know when we apply for jobs and we apply for all type of things, they want to know what you know and how you know it. Amen. If you want to advance anywhere, amen, in opportunities and careers, it boils down to your skills and your talents, amen, that you can perform the duties of the job. Amen. So God love us, amen, but it's a battle. Like Paul said, Romans 7, Paul said he found out, amen, there was a war going on, Romans 7, amen. We realize, amen, it's not us. Amen. And Paul was saying in Romans 7, and you can read it, amen, 7 and 23, but I see another law in my mind, warring against the law of my mind, another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing into captivity the law of sin which is in my members. Amen. Paul said he found out. Amen. Like Paul was saying in Ephesians, amen, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Amen. You have to write that down and look at it. You're not wrestling against your brother, your sister, the dog, the parakeets, and the fish. You know, you get some inspiration. It's spiritual, but it doesn't come from God. Amen. God is not going to tell you to sell your house, your car, sell out everything you have. Amen. Get ready because the end time is coming. God don't tell you to walk away from your family and your home. Amen. And just live for him. Amen. Without him telling you what he's going to do, he's not going to put you out there in disaster area. Amen. God will take care of his people. Amen. So renewing that mind with knowledge. Amen. Who's teaching you? Whatever you get, teaching you get about your life. Amen. Paul told Timothy, amen, if a man got to take care of his household. You got to take care of where you got your head. That church is not going to take that from you. All Jesus asked was a dime out of a dollar to keep the lights on in the church, keep the water running in the church, pay the mortgage bill if you got that church got a bill. Because that's where you go get your learning. That's where you go get your spiritual food. God bless you, brethren. We need some prayer now. We need some prayer for us. Amen. We need about three short prayers. Amen. We're about to close. Go right ahead. 850.
Father God, once again, we ask for your permission to live on this earth. Lord, we count it all a joy. We thank you for the early morning rising. We thank you for the studies, for the peace that surpasses all understanding. Father God, in the name of Jesus, because each and every person is listening to this broadcast, each and every door they go in and out, each and every doorknob they touch, each and every time they get in their car, let the hand of God be upon them, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Lord, we believe in the supernatural. Thank you, Lord. I pray to thee with all I have in me. I love you, Jesus, with all my heart, mind, body, and soul. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, we're at 561-1086. Give us a prayer.
Father God, on tonight, amen, we come one more time on tonight to say thank you for your word. Thank you for the preach man on tonight, Lord. Strengthen his heart. Strengthen his family. Most of all, God, look on the family of Bishop Michelle White Haynes in New York, that passed on yesterday. Lord, look on Apostle Bates' family as well, that these two women of God passed on to be with the Lord. Oh, God, send your strength right now to this family. Right now, during this COVID time, even my family, oh, God, is we getting ready to bury one of my aunts, oh, God, on Saturday, Lord. The strength, oh, God, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us. Help us, Lord, that we would do what we have to do. Lord, we know death is a part of life. And, oh, God, help us today, Lord. Help us, oh, God, to have transformation on tonight and to do your will, we pray. Lord, thank you for Dr. Truth one more time. We thank you for his ministry. We thank you, oh, God, and that you will use him week after week, that he would increase as we decrease in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for him again. We thank you for all the brothers and ministers and sisters and brothers that come on the line. Oh, God, help us tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Give us traveling mercy if we're traveling to our safe destination. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
God bless you all. Happy to have you. And God bless you all, every coast from all parts of Florida and the United States. Those that are listening, amen, we love you. Amen. Keep the faith. Keep the faith and just don't give up. Don't give up on God, regardless of what they say. Just don't give up. He's alive, brethren, and he's not dead. Till next time, God bless you.